drink wine. Not allowed to be matir in the mesa until he brings the karbonis. The karbonis are matir. Why do you need a matir? You only accept them zeros for a period of time. So the Rabban explains that there's a klal, malam ha-kodesh alo maridin. The nozer is called kodesh yir, gadol peiros ha-rosh. Nozer is considered kodesh. So when a person attains a certain level of kedusha, we should really say he's not allowed to go down. So you say for the rest of his life, you shouldn't be allowed to be matir in the mesa, and shouldn't be allowed to eat grapes or drink wine. So that's what you need, a matir. The karbonis of the nozer, a matir him, to go down a level. But Shimshon was a nozer for the rest of his life. Men abet nad yom oso. So that's why it's called Nazir al-Akim. B'midas adin. Shimshon was a nozer. B'midas adin, he had no heter. And the regular nozer that's described in the Chumash is nozer l'Hashem Yud Kevav. I thought that was interesting. The Rambam wrote the Mishnah Torah, so he has a section that's called Hilchas Deos. So he writes that there are different midas people have. Some people are extreme in one direction, some people are extreme in the other direction. And the Torah tells us, V'alachta v'drocha, we should all preserve, we were all created b'tzelem alakim. So to preserve the b'tzelem alakim, we were instructed, V'alachta v'drocha, to imitate the ways of God. And the Rambam lists this. This is one of the first mitzvahs. He starts off the minyan mitzvah is going down and descending order of importance. So the first mitzvah is to believe in God. Second mitzvah is to believe there's only one God. Then Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. And then I think the fifth mitzvah is the Hidama Selov, to imitate the ways of God, to preserve the Tzelem Alekim. So the Rambam writes, what's V'alach the Bedrach, what a Darche Hashem? So he says, not to be an extremist, to go B'derech HaMemutzah. So there used to be in the 1800s, there was a Jewish philosopher in Italy by the name of Shadal, Shmuel David Lozzato. So he has tainus against the Rambam. I remember last time we were touring in Italy, we were there during the 3 weeks, and they said they're going to have a special concert for us. So we didn't know how to break the news to them in 3 weeks. Not supposed to have any musical concert. So it turned out they were descendants of Lozzato, not the Ramchal Lozzato, this Shadal Lozzato. They were descendants of his. There was no music. They were singing piyutim that only people in Italy have. We never heard of the words. We never heard of the nigunim. So that was the whole concert. They were singing Sfardische piyutim with their nigunim. So this Shadal was a philosopher, a thinker. So among other things, he has a whole attack against the Rambam. Why the Rambam took this from Aristotle and he puts it in the Mishnah Torah? But let Aristotle say whatever he wants. So Reb Tzvi Hirsch Chayes has a whole essay when he comes to defend the Rambam. He says some of the language of the Rambam he picked up from Aristotle. He wrote it over in Hebrew. But the idea is in the Gemara, the first daf, in Soita, the Gemara points out how come the Parsha of Nazir follows immediately after the Parsha of Soita. So the Gemara says, Haroi Soita bikil kula yazar atzma min ayayin. So what does it mean? So normally a person should not be an extremist. Your Baruch Shalom created grapes and wine, you should enjoy the wine. But to drink so much to become a shikar is terrible. And to be an ascetic, not to drink, never to drink any wine, is also ridiculous. Shouldn't do this extreme or that extreme. You should always go b'derech hamamutza. And then it's based on these psukim. You have Parshas Nozer, it follows immediately after Parshas Soita, because if you live in a generation, Araya Soita b'kulkula, you live in a generation where people have, in our generation, there's a lot of gilei arayos going on, there's a lot of cheating in business, everybody's stealing, everybody's cheating. So the Rambam says, if you live in such a society, you have to go to the extreme until everything straightens out in society. Then you can go back to the Derech HaMemutzah. So that's what Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Chayes writes in one of his essays. They have two volumes, Kol Kisvei Maaretz Chayes. So this is in the Kol Kisvei. So he says, the Rambam got it from the Gemara, the first daf in Soita. The language that he writes with the Mishalim that he gives, he took from Aristotle. But the idea appears in the Gemara. The Pasuk uses the verb ish ish ki siste ishtoi. Siste is spelled shintes hei. We usually spell soita with a samach. The siste, so the Chazal have a comment, The Pshutrash on Mikra says that listos menaderech. You go, instead of going on the path, you go off of listos, to go off of the path. It's something abnormal. But the Chazal have an additional level of interpretation. Miloshen Shaita, Eidanim Chaita Mekain Nichtasa by Ruach Shtus. So the Shach's son-in-law wrote a whole little sefer to answer this kasha that the Achronim ask. If a person is Nichtasa by Ruach Shtus, so then he's Itim Chalim Itim Shaita. And the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, if a person has temporary fits of insanity, let's say manic depressive, so sometimes they're normal and sometimes they have mishugas, now they have their medication. If you take medication, everything will be under control. But if you didn't have medication, then the Gemara says, "Bizmanchu shoita, areo ki shoita lechador." Bizmanchu hu chalim when he's healthy is dinat kibar das. Bizmanchu hu shoita, areo ki shoita lechador. So if people sometimes have nichnas of ruach shtus, eat them shoita, so why is anyone ever culpable? Why does anyone ever deserve a punishment for doing any other error? It's temporary insanity. So the Shach's son-in-law wrote, every so often there's in the Shach there's something in parentheses from the son-in-law, the Shach and Chosh Mishpat. You have things from the son-in-law. So the son-in-law wrote a whole little sefer. I never saw the sefer, but my father told me he saw the sefer in Europe. An interesting kasha. I think Rabbi Hirsch maybe talks about the kasha also, others talk about it. If there's the halacha recognizes temporary insanity, so no one should be punished for any aver that he ever does. When the Chumash describes the Saito, so it says three times, v'nitmo, 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 the Gemara says, echad l'bal, v'echad l'bal, v'echad l'truma. When Eresh Yisish is Zinsa, the Chumash today said, we talked about the Saito Sofik, that we don't know whether she was Mizana, it was just Kinei lo v'nistra. The husband was choshed his wife that she's being Mizana, and he wants her, Kinei lo v'nistra, he wants her, artistry mishploni, and then she was Mizyacheres with that person. So Kinei lo v'nistra, raglaim l'dover, so we say she's asur l'bayim. What if you have two edim? Let's say we know for sure the husband catches his wife in the middle of the act. He knows for sure she's Mizana. That's a Saita Vadai. So Saita, but the Gemara points out in Yevamas, this group of boys were learning Yevamas, so that's one of the questions they didn't know. Okay? They didn't know that Gemara Daf Yud Aleph, that a Saita Vadai has an Issa Lav and a Saita Sofik only has an Issa Rese of Vinitma. So that's what the Gemara says. The word Vinitma appears three times. Echad Lebal, Echad Leboil, Echad Letruma. Once she's Mizana, she's Asura Lebal, she's Asura to the Boil, and she's asura to eat truma. Even if, let's say, the husband will die, and she was a kohenes, she eats truma not because she's married to us, she eats truma because her father was a kohen. But if she was a zinsa, then she's a zayna. Zayna is not allowed to eat truma. So the Avnei Nezer raises the question, why does the Chumash use the Lashon Vinitma? It's an irregular usage of the word. It should say a different Lashon. What does it have to do with tumah? So he has a very fascinating idea. He quotes from the Sefer HaKuzari, that itself is fascinating. The Kuzari was written by Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi. He wrote many poems also. He wrote Piyutim. Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi was, a Talmud of the Rif, if I'm not mistaken. Talmud of the Rif. The Rif was Rabbi Yitzchak Al-Fazi. He lived in Fez. Fez is the capital of Morocco. And then he, at the age of 75, they accused the Rif of being married to Malchus. 75-year-old rabbi is going to be married to Malchus. It was ridiculous. So he had to run away. So Morocco is the northern part of Africa. So he just went through the Mediterranean a little bit. Then he went to Spain. So he started, at the age of 75, he started a new career. And he was successful until the age of 90. He passed away. And all the famous students of the Rif are from the second career. Not from the first career. So he had the Rimigash, famous Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi. So Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi wrote a historical novel about the Kuzarim. The Kuzarim were a Jewish group of people who ruled over a big area in Russia for a long time. Under the communists, you people were born after communism collapsed already. But for years, under the communists, they didn't allow publication, they had people working on history, physics, chemistry, all areas. They never allowed them to publish their research on the Kuzarim because they didn't want it to be public knowledge. The communists, their shita was atheism. They were against all religions. And it would be an embarrassment to them that they're going to find out that the Jews were ruling a big section of Russia during the Middle Ages. So they never allowed the publication of any of that research. And after communism collapsed in the late 1900s, so the year after, they started publishing all this research. I remember there was a long article in the New York Times about the books that are coming out. So Rabbi Yehuda Levi wrote a historical novel. Part of it is history, and part of it is a novel. It's not clear how much is history, how much is a novel. So he presents the story that the king of the Kuzarim was an Ovid of it. It's already had a recurrent dream that they're telling him that Kavanoscha Ritzui Ava Masecha Einem Ritzui. You have yearnings to become close to God, but you're worshipping the wrong religion. Kept on having the same recurrent dream. So he decided to invite a representative of the Christian religion and of the Islam religion. It didn't occur to him that he should invite a Jewish rabbi because the Jews were so downtrodden and they were killing all the Jews all over. They were disrespectful to the Jews. So he figured the Jewish religion can't be the true religion. But then when the others gave their presentation, so they both said that their religion is an outgrowth of Judaism. It started off as Judaism. So he wanted to look into Judaism. They had a rabbi, the Chavir, and the rabbi sold them. He explained what Judaism was all about. So the king converted. Then he got his cabinet to convert, that he got all the people to convert, and we know the fact is that the Jewish community in Cordova, in Spain, used to correspond with the Kuzarim, and every so often they would send their rabbi to Paschal Shabbos and teach them Torah. So part of it is fact, and part of it is a novel. So in the novel, he has in the part that's the novel. He's guessing what the conversation was between the rabbi and the king. So he says, the king asked the rabbi, you keep on telling me that you're Orthodox Jews, you observe everything that it says in the Bible, but it's not true. He read the Bible, and it says in the Bible that whenever you come in contact with a dead person, you have to become tahor, you have to go to mikveh. And whenever a man becomes a balkari, he has to go to the mikveh. Whenever you touch a dead one of the Shemana Shrotzim, whenever you touch an avail and you've lost pain, you have to go to mikveh. You people are not going to mikveh. Every other day, you're not going to mikveh. So the rabbi explains to him, no, you don't understand. We live in Russia. We live so far away from Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaMikdosh. We don't have any inyanim of Kedusha. When you live in Eretz Yisrael and you can eat Ma'aseh Sheni, you can eat Truma, you can enter the Beis HaMikdosh, bring karbonis, eat karbonis. Tumah is a type that is associated with Kedusha. We live so far away from Eretz, there's no inyani kedusha by us. So therefore, the tumah is irrelevant. So then the king asks him, so well, how come you insist that all those who are married, the wives have to go to mikveh every month? Why do they have to go to mikveh if the tumah is only a type that is associated with kedusha and you have no kedusha? So the rabbi answers, no, Taras HaMishpacha has nothing to do with tumah. But it's a different din. That's a big discussion in Poskim, whether we accept that or not. So there's a Tosfos in Bava Kamma says like that. Rabbi Soloveitchik always used to make fun. He said, what do they have to quote the Kuzari for? It's a Tosfos in Bava Kamma says like that. And Daf Yud Aleph, that Nida LeBaden and Nida LeTaras are two different unrelated topics. But that's a big question. So that's what the Avnei Nezer was, a Chassidish Rebbe, a Soch Chavir Rebbe. He died over 100 years ago in the early 1900s. So he writes, When a Jewish couple gets married, there's an element of Kedusha that's introduced into their marriage. And the Gemara says, Ish v'isha shchina shroi b'nem, because the word Ish has a Yud, and Isha has a Hey, and Yud Kei is one of the seven names of HaKadosh Baruch, one of the Zayin Shem, Shein and Nimchokim. But if the couple doesn't have Shalom Bayis, so they're going to get divorced, so the Shechina will leave. So then you'll be left with Eish. Ish is Aleph Yud Shin, take away the Yud is Eish. Ish is Aleph Shin Hey, take away the Hey is Eish. So it's going to be Eish HaMachloikas, that's going to be terrible. That's a Gemara in Soito. So he says, when the couple is married and there's Shalom Bayis, then there's Shechina Shrei Beinim, there's Kedusha. When the wife is Mizana Tachas Baila, it uses the Loshem V'Nitma'a, because Tumah makes a Tachat Isasri with the Kedusha. It means that the Ishus is going to be incomplete. Every Ishus usually contains two parts to it. Ishus Asura Kuliyama and Muteris Labailo. She's Muteris Labailo. So you have to explain that. What do you mean an Ishus Ish Muteris Labailo? It's a Biaznus. If you live with a woman, you're not married. That's a Biaznus. When you get married, so it's not a Biaznus. No, it's more than that. Let's say a Kohen marries an Almana. A Kohen is allowed to marry an Almana. And then the Kohen Gadol dies, and they want to appoint him as the Kohen Gadol. So how can he be the Kohen Gadol? He's married to an Almana. So the Mishnah says in Yimamas, it's Mutter. All the Ishtariya Ishtariya. At the time that he got married, it was Beheter. So the woman, the Heter, is locked in. The Heter remains. Even though she should have become Asur al-Bailo. That's the din that a Neshus Ish, if she was Muteris Labayla at the time of marriage, she's going to remain Muteris Labayla later on as well. So that's a question. If so, so how does any Saita become Asur al-Bailo? She was married to Heta. Unless you get divorced and he wants to remarry her. So then the Trilos HaYishus is going to be. So some Achreinim, I think the Kes Mishnah has like that on the side of the Ramah. And in one of the later Achreinim elaborates on that Kes Mishnah. Kes Mishnah claims that the Ike Lav, we said, Saita Vadai is a Lav and Saita Sofik is an essay. Where's the Lav? The Lav is in Chumash Dvarim. It says, if a man is married and then he divorces his wife, Kimotza Ba Ervas Dover. What do you mean, Kimotza Ervas Dover? The Gemara learns out, Dover Dover, me mom, and you have two Eidim testify that the Ishish Ish was Insa. So he divorces the wife. Then she gets married to someone else and he divorces her, he dies. And then the first husband wants to remarry her. So it's a Lichal Bali Rishan Shushuch Lashul Lakachta. He's not allowed to marry her back again. So the Kes Mishnah suggests maybe there's only Malkus, the Yisra is only Bishle Muso. If a man is married and his wife is Mizana, maybe there's no love if he remains with his wife. Maybe the love is only if he divorces and he remarries her. So from Trilus of Ishus, it was B'Yisra. There's such a Kes of Mishnah, and some of the later Svarim talk about that possibility of having sources. In the Gemara has such an idea. But we usually assume not so. How does a woman become Asura al-Bailo if you say the Ishus is Matel al-Bailo, whenever she's Muteris in the beginning of the marriage? There's such a Rajbo, as it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, such a Rajbo. Let's say, where do you have that whole Ishtar Yishtar? Let's say a man does Yibum to his sister, he does Yibum. So once he does the Bir Rishayna, he was Yotze the Mitzvah. So why doesn't she become Asur al-Bailo because of Eshesach? The Gemara says, let's say my brother who died leaving no children was married to a Mamzeres. So the Kiddush HaNatovsin, he should not be living with her, Kiddush HaNatovsin. Then the Gemara says, my brother dies leaving no children. So in HaTorah, the Gemara says, I should really say that Eseh Dechalois Eseh. I should be allowed to do Bir Rishayna. Because the essay of Yivama Yovalel should be Dechalois Eseh of Mamzeres. Chavilam, Eseh Dechalois Eseh. So the Gemara says, it's only, but then Bir Shniyah is going to be Asa. Because he only has a head to Eseh Dechalois, has only Bir Rishayna. Bir Shniyah is not a mitzvah anymore. So the Gemara says they prohibited doing the Bir Rishayna or to Bir Shniyah. Because they are Bir Rishayna or to Bir Shniyah. That's the Gemara Yevamos on Dav Chof. So the question is, what if she's not a Mamzeres? What if it's a normal case? She's an Isha Muteris. So I did Bir Rishayna was the key of my mitzvah. Bir Shniyah should be also because of Eish Yisach. Why doesn't the Isha of Eish Yisach come back? The answer is, Hov Ishtariya Ishtariya. Since when I did Bir Rishayna, I'm Kainar. And B'tchidas HaYishus, who's Beheta Gomor, it's Hutra, Heta Gomor, so that's a din. Whenever an Eishus Ish was Muteris L'Baila, Heta Gomor, at the time of marriage, it remains Heta Gomor even later. Let's say he was Beheta, let's say you're not allowed to marry your grandmother. So that's only, your grandmother is only Shnias L'Arayis. It's not Osman Atar. A grandmother is only also because Shlomo HaMelech is Geuzer Shnias L'Arayis. So what if someone holds a gun to my head and he makes me marry my grandmother and sleep with my grandmother? So pikuach nefesh is deicha. Pikuach nefesh is not deicha arayis if it's deraisa. But if it's only the rabbanon, so pikuach nefesh is deicha. So let's say they held the gun and I had to marry my grandmother and sleep with her, and then the guy with the gun goes away. So you don't say since she was materis. The Rashba has this mashal, and the Beis Shmuel and everyone else, it quotes one of the Achrayim and says it. But the Rashba gives this mashal. So since the Biri Shoina wasn't behet the garment, it's only Pikoch Nefesh is Deche, it's only the Chuyah. The Yavam is allowed to live with the Yavama, the Biri Shoina is het the gomer. That's Hutra het the gomer. But if someone holds a gun, Pikoch Nefesh is Deche, that's only the Chuyah. So whenever there's no longer the Sakonis Tefashis, then there's no Deche. But whenever it's had the gomer, the beginning of the marriage, then I say, hold the Ishtari, since at the beginning of the marriage it was Mutter, it remains Mutter. And the Rashba gives this background, and then he interprets the whole Gemara based on that assumption. He said, that's the Shad and Gemara. In a certain case, it's a Hutra Tchuyah. In a certain case. So the Pasuk in Chumash Vayikra, when it lists off all the Arayas, so it says, Neshis Isha Zinsa, Ischai Misa, it says, Amesu Gam Shneim. The boil and the isha, the both chayim misa. Why is that mesu gam shneim? Mesu shneim. The boil and the isha, the both chayim misa. So Rashi quotes from the Sifro, from the Torah's Kohanim. Mesu gam shneim, gam the rabbis haboim miachareim. What does that mean? So the Bartanura has a commentary on Pirush Rashi ala Torah. That's called Amar Noka, Tzema Noki. In Europe, they used to print it in the back of the Chumash. Now they want to make more money, so they print it in a separate sefer. Europe used to be in the back of the Mikros Gedolos. So the Bartanura has, every so often, has a very interesting comment on Pirush Rashi. So on this Rashi here, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes this Amar Noke, quotes this Bartanura. So the Bartanura interprets Pshat in the Rashi's quoting from the Torah Kohanim. Gamla Rabbis Aboy Me'achareim, let's say the woman was an Eshesish Shezinsa, and then someone else is Mizana with the Eshesish, after she already became Asur Labayla as a Saita, she's Mizana with another man. Is this, so she's Chayim Misa because she's Mizana the first time. Is the second man who is Mizana with her, the Boil Sheni, is the Boil Sheni also Chayim Misa? Or do you say no? Maybe the Ishus was broken and it's only an incomplete Ishus. Maybe it's like a Chatzishir of an Ishus. Maybe there's no Misa. So that's what Rashi quotes from the Tanoim. Gam the Rabbis HaBoim Acharem, even the Boil Sheni is also Chayim Misa. One would have thought that since the Isha always has two parts, as a het of the Baila and Nisa the Kuli Alma, so here the Isha is Shazin, so it's called the Nitma, or Tuma makes it tied to the Sasa with the Kedusha. So the Kedusha only has an Isha Kuli Alma, doesn't have a het of the Baila. So I would have thought maybe it's a Chotzishir Ishas, maybe there's no Chiyim Misa, so that's a Chidish number. So Gam the Rabbis Aboy Me'achareim, even the Boel Shein is also a Chiyim Misa. An interesting halamina, and I need a pasuk to say that. So that's what the Avnei Nezer interprets. Why the pasuk uses the verb vinitma? Because tuma is a type of the sasur with kedusha. The Gemara says in the first daf in kedushin, little after the first daf, they quote. Let's say under the chuppah, the chasna says harayat ishti, harayat arisasi, harayat eze kenegda. He says harayat ezrasi. Hariat Negdosi, or it says Vayikachas Atzela. Hakadosh Baruch took the Tzela and he made it into a Rav. It says Hariat Talosi, Hariat Tachtoi. Any lotion over there is the same as saying Hariat Mekudeshes. So the Gemara says those are Lishna Deraisa. You say Hariat Ishti, Hariat Arisosi, Hariat Negdosi, Talosi, Ezrasi, Negdosi, all those. But if you say Hariat Mekudeshesli, that's a Lishna Derabonon. What, it's not biblical Hebrew, it's rabbinic Hebrew. And what does the rabbinic Hebrew mean? Ariat Mekudeshes? Also, Rakuli Alma Kehegdish. Just like Hegdish, there's an Issa Me'ila, no one's allowed to be Nena, so an Eshesish has an Issa Rakuli Alma. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has in the Gilyoni Hashas, on the first daf in Kiddushin, he quotes Achrayim all the time, Rishayim Achrayim. So he quotes, Ariat Mekudeshes is a Lishna de Rabbana, but the concept is a concept there. I said, when a Jewish couple gets married, they're introducing an element of Kedusha into their lives that wasn't there from before. That's why Ish v'Ish Shechina Shuri B'Neim, the Yud-Kei. So if the Ish is going to be Mezana, it's the verb that the Chumash uses is nitma. Tuma makes a tater esasrei with the kedusha. So it breaks part of the issues. So the issues that she has with her husband is only lachatzoy. Only contains the Israel Kuliyama, doesn't contain the Heta Labaila anymore. If it wouldn't have broken, let's say a man is married to a mamzeres, or a kohen marries a grusha, and the wife takes a neder, so the husband can be made for the neder, even though they're married by Issa. He's supposed to get divorced. Because mine they're not divorced, the husband can be made for the neder. But if a man is married and the wife is mezaneh, so the Gemara sounds like the husband cannot be made for the neder, menator, because the issues is incomplete. When a man marries a mamzeres or a kohen marries a grusha, the issues is complete. It's beisa, but it's complete. But the woman is mezaneh tachas baila, it's benitmo, the issues is broken. Tum is a ta, means a tata, the sas with kedusha, the issues is broken. So the Mishnah in the first perek in Avdaneza has all of this. Avdaneza is a collection of chubis, and it has two volumes on Ibn Ezra. In the back of the second volume on Chelek Ibn Ezra, he has a oris on the dafim, on the sukis, in Yivamis and Ksubis, and give me kedusha a little bit. So he has this on the Gemara in the first perek in Saito. The din is, if a woman, let's say, is mezana tachas baila, she was married, she had an affair with someone else, so she has to get divorced from the husband. She can marry anybody else that she wants. She can't marry a kohen, that's called the zayin lukan. She can't marry a kohen, but she can marry anybody else that she wants. So the Mishnah has a din, if the first husband was married to his wife, and the wife became a soita vada, she was mezana tachas baila, and the husband dies, v'libonim, so the Yavam is not allowed to do Yibam. Why not? A Saita is only Asura Labayla. She's Materis to everybody else. So the Gemara says it cannot be. If a Mutala Nesra, Vasala Lakolshkin, she became Asura when she was Mizmana. When she was Mizana Tachas Baila, she becomes Asura Labayla. So she's certainly going to become Asura to the brother in law. So all the Gemara asks, and Tosfos asks on the Daf, you have cases where the woman, let's say the woman was married. The woman was an almana and she married a kohen gadol, the Issa. Then the kohen gadol, he shouldn't have married her, but the kedusha and atopsin. Then the kohen gadol dies and she wants to do yibum. He leaves no children, he wants to do yibum with the brother-in-law. Brother-in-law is a kohen edyot. Kohen edyot is permitted to marry an almana. So you don't say, since she was, if she was asura to the husband, she's certainly asura to the other. That's not true. Let's say the woman was married, the woman was a grusha, she married a kohen. Then the husband dies, he had no children, and then the brother is a chalal. The husband was a kohen kosher, and the brother is a chalal. So the din is that she does yibum. She was asura labayla. That's the name of the parak. Yesh mataris labalem asuras liv meim. Yesh asuras labalem umataris liv meim. There are cases where she's asura labayla mataris to the yavam. So what does the Gemara say? If the woman became a soita by the first husband, husband dies, she's not allowed to have yibum. Because of the Kalvachayma, if she became Ibamutal and Esra, Vasal and Lakoshka, she became Asura to the husband, certainly is not allowed to have Yibam. Why not? You have cases where she's Asura, Baila Materis, Liyavam. So the answer is no. When the husband dies, leaving no children, there's what we call a Zika. I think Mara has an expression. A Zika is an Ishus Vimixas. The Zika is the carryover of the Ishus that she had with the husband. So if the issues with the husband is incomplete, the Zika is also going to be incomplete. So the issues with the husband was v'nitma. The tumah is a type that is sasa with the Kedusha. So the issues is only lachatzon, only has the element of Yisur Kol Yama, doesn't have the element of Heta Labailo. So the Zika also doesn't have the element of Heta to the Yavam. So that's why it's an Issa Menator. She's not allowed to have Yibam in such a case. That's a Mishnah. And the first parak in Saif. That's, I thought that was a very fascinating Avdeneza. He came up with the Pshat in the Gemara based on a Kuzari. And the very beginning of Saita, Dav Gimel, the Gemara has a three-way machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel on three psukim in the Chumash. When you're counting the Taryag mitzvahs, so there are three psukim that are questionable. The Irin today said, who says, v'kine is ishta. He warns his wife, he gives a hasroi, warns his wife, al tistri mishploini. So Rabbi Akiva says it's a choiva. If the husband is suspicious, it's a mitzvah, menatar is one of the ramach mitzvahs, I say, he should warn the wife, I don't want you to spend time with this person because I don't trust you. I think you're having an affair with that man. And Rabbi Shmuel says it's a reshus, it's not a chayva. Maybe the husband is paranoid. He used to have a fellow in the neighborhood. He was 40 years old. He married a girl who was only 19. He was a total am haaretz. And the girl was a tzaddikus, and she thought it was going to be like Rabbi Akiva. Just like Rabbi Akiva's wife got him to learn. She encouraged him to go learn yeshiva. She thought she was going to make her husband to Talmud Chacham. It didn't work. So anyway, so the husband was paranoid the whole time. He thought the wife was having an affair with someone. The wife was a tzaddikus. She wasn't having an affair with anybody. Why do you think she was having an affair? Because he found a man's jacket in the closet. It was his roommate. That was his apartment. Before they got married, he used to have a roommate. So the roommate left the jacket in the apartment. And every time something happened, it was always chosha, the wife business. Then they had a baby. The baby is the spitting image of the husband. The husband was a Sephardi, he was an Egyptian. The spitting image of him, and he said, no, it must be a mamza. He can't believe it's not his job. It's she's having an affair. I'm a shugana. So that's what Rabbi Yishmael says. Kines ishta is a reshus. It's not a mitzvah. Often the husband will just be paranoid. He doesn't know what he's talking about. So that's one pasuk there that's machloek. Then the Gemara has another pasuk. It says if you have an eved ivri, the eved ivri goes free b'sheish of the yovel, yom kippush of yovel. But if you have an eved knayin, li adam hem tavoidu. So Rabbi Yishmael says reshus. If you want to, you can free the eved knayin. If you don't want to, you don't have to free him, even when it comes Yom Kippur Shul Yevet, even when it comes Shesh. And Rabbi Kiva says, Chayva, Le'olamam Tavoida, HaMashachar Avada Oiva Besi, if you're free and ever K'naini, you're in violation of an Esi. Rabbi Kiva counts it as an Esi. And the third Pasuk is, in the beginning of Parsha Samar Kalanim, and not allowed to be Matam L'Mesim, unless it's one of the seven relatives, and it says, if it's a sister, Lo Yitamo. So Rabbi Kiva learns, Lo Yitamo is a Chayva. And if he doesn't want to attend the funeral, Matamon also Bal Korchai. He forced him to attend by the seven relatives. And Rabbi Yishmael says, no, it's a reshus. If the Kohen wants it, he's permitted to be metame. So the Gemara says, should I say that it's a machlekes? It's an interesting havamayim. So should I say it's a machlekes? So Bekiva Rabbi Yishmael, what they call the Torah Kula is reshus or chayva? What does that mean? What do you mean? You have to wear tzitzis, you have to wear tefillin, you have to say Krishna, a recommendation? It's not a chayva. Of course it's a chayva. I mean, the Gemara is asking, the Chovas Halvavos has develops a theme. There's a sefer, Yisod B'Shorash Havoida, by one of the Mekubalim in the 1700s, I think, in Vilna. He lived in Vilna. So he, in Yisod B'Shorash Havoida, he quotes this as Klola HaYofesh of Bal Chovas Halvavos. Chovas Halvavos says there's never anything that's reshus. Either you're mechuyev to do it or you're not allowed to do it. Let's say you have a delicious steak. It's kosher. So if you need the steak in order to be healthy, you're mechuyev to eat the steak. If you don't need it, then you're not allowed to eat it. We usually assume that there are three areas in halacha. There are things you're mechuyev to do, things you're not allowed to do, and then things that are mutter. If you want, you can do. The Chavis HaBava says, no, all the things that are mutter means are not absolutely awesome. Sometimes you're mechuyev to do it, sometimes you're not allowed to do it. Let's say you want to go for a walk. Why don't you sit and learn? See, if you have to go for a walk because you're nervous or you're under tension, you're mechuyev to go for a walk. And if you're not under tension, then it's bitl zman, bitl tor. You're not allowed to go for a walk. I remember I was once saying this over. So there was a very nervous man who was listening. So he says, but what do you mean? I want to go for a walk because I want to go for a walk, not because I'm a chuyif to go for a walk. He was a very tense person, very, okay? That's his taina. But that's what the Chavis HaLavos has such a club. So it sounds as if that's what the Gemara is saying over here, that Rabbi Akiva holds there's no such thing as a reshus. Either you're mechuyif to do it or you're not allowed to do it. Reshus just means that it's not usur, so sometimes you're mechuyif to do it, sometimes it's usur to do it. Let's say you have a meal and then you have a dessert at the end of the meal. What do you need the dessert for? So if you're skinny and undernourished, then you have to have a little ice cream to gain a little weight. You have to eat the dessert. And if you're overweight, then you're not allowed to eat the dessert. You've got to get more overweight. You're not allowed to. It's not a rishus. All the things that we think are rishus are really good. So that's what it sounds like. That was the Havamin Elgimah. Should I say that the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva holds there's never such a thing as a rishus. The Rishus is sometimes mechuyif to, and sometimes also. Then the Gemara says not necessarily. That's not necessarily the Pshat. But there the Rishonim asked the question. We assume that there were 613 mitzvahs. So Rabbi Akiva just added on another three, so he has 616. Or Rabbi Shmuel has 613. So Rabbi Akiva, has 613. So Rabbi Shmuel subtracts three. So he only has 610. Here you have three mitzvahs. According to Rabbi Akiva, they're mitzvahs. According to Rabbi Shmuel, they're not mitzvahs. So one of the Gedolim came up, I forgot his name, the one who was the head of Napoleon's Sanhedrin. What was his name? Famous figure. He was a big Talmud Chacham. They printed, he has Sfarim on all of Shas. The Chassam Sefer delivered a Hesped when he passed away. So he says, he heard that he was a big Talmud Chacham and made a Siyam on all of Shas. Today you have Daf Yomi people who make a Siyam on all of Shas every 7.5 years. That's such a big thing, but he has Svarim on every...
Rabbi David Zinsheim?
What's the name of his Sefer? Yad David. Yad David or something. I think he has on every Masechta. He has a Sefer. So he has a Harifas. He says, Rabbi Akiva has 613 mitzvahs, and Rabbi Shmuel only has 610. So what are the three missing mitzvahs? So he said, there's a Mishnah in Menachos, where there's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and the other Chachamim, if you have an Arba Kamfis, you have a talus, and you put tzitzis in all the four corners, they ma'akvim ze'ezeh, we pass like Rabbi Kiva, they ma'akvim ze'ezeh, and Rabbi Shmuel says, Arba osam, Arba mitzvahsein. The four different, if you put in one corner, you would say that mitzvah, put in the other corner, you have two mitzvahs, three mitzvahs, four mitzvahs. So Rabbi Shmuel just added on three more mitzvahs that Rabbi Kiva doesn't have. So the later Svarim point out that's a mistake. That's not, they don't count that as four mitzvahs. Let's say I have an apartment, I probably have 16 mezuzahs. I have two apartments, one on top of the other. I have 16 mezuzahs. They say, I have 16 mitzvahs. And the kitchen downstairs, the bedrooms downstairs, bedroom upstairs, the living room upstairs, living room downstairs. It's a mitzvah to put a mezuzah in every door. That's chayv mezuzah. I'm repeating the same mitzvah 16 times. But it doesn't count as 16 different mitzvahs. If you're all like Rabbi Shmuel, you don't say, there's a mitzvah to put a tzitzis on the northeastern corner of the Begad. There's a second mitzvah to put a mezuzah, to put tzitzis on the northwestern corner. It's not a different mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah four times. We pass on our boss and Ma'akim Zezah as one mitzvah. Like Dalam Menashev Elulim is one mitzvah called Ma'akim Zezah. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, they're not Ma'akim Zezah, so you're yotzeh the same mitzvah four times over. But it does make sense to count it. That's what the later Svarim, I think the Ksav Sofer says, that the Adavar of David Zinsheim is wrong. It's not that Rabbi Shmuel came up with another three mitzvahs. That's not the right answer. That he's repeating the same mitzvah many times.